When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You can live in the abundant life Jesus promised, free from the chains of overthinking. Have you ever felt paralyzed by your own thoughts? Do you find yourself constantly second-guessing every decision? My friends, there is a mental exhaustion that comes from overthinking. So today, we explore a topic that plagues so many of us, overthinking. I want to explore how we can break free from the paralyzing grip of overthinking and plunge into the abundant life that God has for us. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine standing at the edge of a crystal clear lake, preparing to dive in. The water is inviting. The day is perfect, but suddenly doubt creeps in. Is it too cold? What if it's deeper than it looks? Or what if I can't swim well enough? As you hesitate, the sun climbs higher and the moment begins to slip away. The opportunity for a refreshing swim fades, all because of overthinking. This scenario isn't just about swimming. It's a reflection of how many of us approach life's opportunities. Let's begin by examining what God's Word tells us about our thought life. In 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5, we read, "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." This verse offers us a powerful strategy for combating overthinking. God instructs us to take control of our thoughts, aligning them with His truth. Yet, how often do we allow our minds to run wild with worries and doubts? We overthink situations, creating mental barriers that stand against God's peace. My dear friends, it's time to tear down these strongholds and build our thoughts on God's foundation. Now, let us embrace God's wisdom over overthinking and seek to understanding the root of overthinking. Often, we overthink because we're trying to control every aspect of our lives. We believe that if we think hard enough, we can predict and prevent every problem. But my friends, this is not the way God intended us to live. In Ecclesiastes 11 verse 5, we're told, "As you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything." This scripture reminds us that there are many things beyond our understanding. When we overthink, we're essentially saying, "God, I don't trust your plan." We're relying on our limited knowledge instead of leaning into His infinite wisdom. But how do we break this cycle? How do we stop the endless stream of worries? The answer lies in replacing our anxious thoughts with God's truth. In 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5, the scripture says, "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This verse gives us a powerful strategy for combating overthinking. We're called to take control of our thoughts, aligning them with God's truth. When we feel overwhelmed by our thoughts, we need to examine them critically. Are these thoughts in line with what God says about us and our situations? If not, it's time to cast them down and replace them with God's promises. My dear friends, this is not always easy, but it is always worth it. Think about how much energy you spend overthinking. Now, imagine channeling that energy into prayer, into studying God's Word, into serving others. The transformation in your life would be astounding. In Philippians 4, verse 7, we're promised, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." God's peace. Isn't that what we all long for in the midst of our overthinking? This peace is available to us when we bring our thoughts under Christ's authority. When we trust Him with our uncertainties, our fears, our doubts. But how do we practically apply this in our daily lives? First, we need to recognize when we're spiraling into overthinking. Pay attention to your thought patterns. Are you replaying scenarios over and over? Are you imagining worst-case outcomes for situations that haven't even happened? These are signs that you're overthinking. When you notice this happening, pause.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
And take a deep breath. Remind yourself of God's promises. Speak them out loud if you need to. In Jeremiah 17, verse 7, we're told, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord." Let this truth sink in. Your trust and hope should be in the Lord, not in your ability to figure everything out. Next, practice gratitude. Overthinking often stems from a place of fear or dissatisfaction. But when we focus on what we're thankful for, it shifts our perspective. In Colossians 3, verse 15, we're instructed, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." Start each day by listing three things you're grateful for. This simple practice can dramatically reduce overthinking by reminding us of God's faithfulness. Also, take action. Overthinking often paralyzes us, keeping us stuck in inaction. But James 1 verse 22 tells us, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." God's word calls us to action, not just contemplation. When you find yourself overthinking, ask yourself, "What's one small step I can take right now?" Then take that step, trusting God to guide you. Remember, my friends, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Overthinking is not your true nature as a child of God. You have the mind of Christ, as we're told in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. Claim this truth. Live in this truth. Let it transform your thought life and set you free from the prison of overthinking. My dear friends, let us now focus on overcoming overthinking through faith. We've established that God calls us to trust Him rather than our own understanding. But what does this look like in practice? How do we live this out day by day? First, we must recognize that overthinking is often rooted in fear. In 1 John 4, verse 18, we're told, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." God's perfect love for us is the antidote to our fears and anxieties. When we truly grasp how deeply and unconditionally God loves us, our fears begin to lose their power. This doesn't mean we'll never feel afraid, but it does mean we have a powerful weapon against fear. Another key to overcoming overthinking is to focus on the present moment. In Matthew 6, verse 34, Jesus tells us, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." We often find ourselves anxious about things that haven't even happened yet, imagining the most negative outcomes in our minds, creating stress over situations that may never happen. But God calls us to focus on today, to be present in this moment. When you catch yourself worrying about the future, gently bring your thoughts back to the present. Ask yourself, what does God want me to focus on right now, in this moment? This practice of present moment awareness can dramatically reduce overthinking. It's also crucial to remember that our thoughts are not always trustworthy. Proverbs 28, verse 26 warns us, saying, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered." Our hearts and minds can deceive us, especially when we're prone to overthinking. That's why it's so important to measure our thoughts against God's word. When a thought comes, ask yourself, "Is this thought in line with what God says about me and my situation?" If it's not, then it's time to replace that thought with God's truth. This brings us to another powerful strategy: memorizing scripture. In Psalm 119, verse 11, the psalmist declares, "Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." When we fill our minds with God's word, we have a powerful defense against overthinking. Choose verses that speak to your specific struggles with anxiety and overthinking. Memorize them, meditate on them, and recall them when you find your thoughts spiraling. Let God's truth be louder than your fears and doubts. Remember, my friends, that overcoming overthinking is a process. It won't happen overnight, but with consistent effort and God's help, you can change your thought patterns. In Romans 12, verse 2, we're instructed, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This transformation of our minds is ongoing. It's a daily choice to align our thoughts with God's truth. Another powerful tool in overcoming overthinking is prayer. In Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, we're told, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." When you find yourself overthinking, turn those thoughts into prayers. Instead of worrying about a situation, bring it to God in prayer. Ask for his guidance, his peace, his perspective. And don't forget to thank him, even in the midst of your anxiety. Gratitude is another powerful antidote to overthinking. It's also important to surround yourself with supportive, faith-filled people. Proverbs 13, verse 20 tells us, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." Also, remember that God is always with you in your struggle against overthinking. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, God assures us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You're not alone in this battle. God is with you, strengthening you, helping you. Lean on his strength when you feel weak. Trust in his wisdom when you feel confused. My dear friends, overcoming overthinking is possible with God's help. It requires patience, persistence, and a willingness to change our thought patterns. But the peace and freedom that come from trusting God are worth every effort. My friends, let us now turn our attention to living in freedom from overthinking. Another powerful tool that can help us to stop overthinking is the practice of mindfulness. Now, I'm not talking about Eastern meditation, but rather a Christ-centered awareness of the present moment. In Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23, the scripture says, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." This scripture reminds us that God's mercies are new each day. By practicing mindfulness, we can become more aware of these daily mercies. When you find yourself overthinking, take a moment to pause and observe your surroundings. What do you see? What do you hear? What can you touch? This simple practice can ground you in the present, pulling you out of anxious thoughts about the future or regrets about the past. Another powerful strategy is to cultivate a spirit of contentment. In Philippians 4, verse 11, Paul writes, "I have learned in whatever state I am to be content." Overthinking often stems from discontentment with our current circumstances. We worry about how to change things, how to make them better, how to control outcomes. But God calls us to a place of contentment, trusting that he is working all things for our good. This doesn't mean we never strive for improvement, but it does mean we find peace in our present circumstances. When you catch yourself overthinking, ask yourself, "Can I choose contentment in this moment?" Another aspect of overcoming overthinking is learning to rest in God's sovereignty. In Romans 8, verse 28, we're assured, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." When we truly believe that God is in control and working for our good, it becomes easier to let go of our need to figure everything out. We can rest in the knowledge that even if we don't understand, God does. This brings us to another important point: embracing mystery. In Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, the Bible tells us, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." This teaches us that there are some things we simply won't understand until we reach heaven. Learning to be okay with this can greatly reduce our tendency to overthink. When you find yourself obsessing over something you can't understand or control, try saying this: God, I trust you with this mystery. It's also crucial to practice self-compassion as we work on overthinking. In Mark 12, verse 31, Jesus tells us to love your neighbor as yourself. This implies that we should love ourselves as well. Be patient with yourself as you learn to change your thought patterns. Speak to yourself with the same kindness and grace you would offer a dear friend. Remember, overcoming overthinking is a process, not an overnight change. Another powerful tool is to engage in service to others. In Galatians 5, verse 13, we're instructed, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." When we focus on serving others, it takes our minds off our own worries and concerns. It gives us perspective and reminds us of our purpose in Christ. Next time you find yourself overthinking, try asking yourself, "How can I serve someone else right now?" This shift in focus can be liberating. It's also important to remember the power of praise and worship. In Psalm 22, verse 3, we're told, "But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel." When we praise God, we're reminded of His greatness and our thoughts are lifted above our circumstances. Try incorporating more praise into your daily life, especially when you're prone to overthinking. Sing a worship song, read a psalm of praise, or simply tell God what you appreciate about Him. Also, my dear friends, remember that overcoming overthinking is part of the larger process of renewing your mind. In Ephesians 4, verse 23, we're instructed, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." This renewal is ongoing. It's a daily choice to align our thoughts with God's truth. As you continue on this journey, be encouraged. God is with you every step of the way. He sees your efforts. He knows your struggles, and He is faithful to complete the good work He has begun in you. In Philippians 1 verse 6, we're assured, being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Trust in His process, lean on His strength, and keep pressing forward. The freedom from overthinking that God offers is available to you today. Embrace it, walk in it, and let it transform your life. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Sovereign Lord, Creator of the heavens and the earth, Author of all wisdom, I come before your throne of grace with awe and reverence. Your majesty surpasses all understanding. Your love knows no bounds, and your mercies are new every morning. I am thankful for the gift of life, for your divine protection, for your daily provisions. Lord, I thank you for your unwavering presence in my life, for your guidance through every storm, and for your patience with my weaknesses. I'm grateful for the gift of your Holy Spirit, who comforts and counsels me in times of uncertainty. Thank you for your word, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Father, I confess that I have fallen short of your glory, and I seek your forgiveness for all my sins. Lord, forgive me for the times I have allowed doubt and fear to cloud my mind, for the times I've overthought situations instead of bringing them to you in prayer, and for the times I've chosen to trust in my own understanding rather than in your perfect wisdom. Cleanse me with your grace and mercy, and help me to walk in your ways. Lord, I repent of my wrongdoings, and I ask for your strength to turn away from temptation. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have trespassed against me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke against the spirit of overthinking. I rebuke every anxious thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I bind the spirit of fear and cast it out of my mind in the name of Jesus. I declare that my mind is renewed and transformed by your word. Father, I pray for the strength to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Help me to focus on what is true, noble, and right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Give me the wisdom to discern your voice amidst the noise of my own thoughts. Lord, teach me to rest in your sovereignty, knowing that you work all things for my good. Grant me the peace that surpasses all understanding to guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Mighty God, I pray for healing from the mental exhaustion caused by overthinking. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Restore my mind to the soundness and clarity that you intended. Lord, protect me from the enemy's attempts to fill my mind with worry and doubt. Shield me from the arrows of anxiety that seek to penetrate my thoughts. I pray for a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline to replace every spirit of fear. Father, I ask that you extend these blessings to my loved ones. Protect their minds from overthinking and grant them your perfect peace. Help them to trust in you with all their hearts and lean not on their own understanding. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, we declare victory over overthinking in our lives. And we declare that we have the mind of Christ, refusing to be conformed to the pattern of this world. Lord, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, renewing our minds and empowering us to live in freedom. We thank you for your faithfulness, knowing that you who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion. Lord, we ask for your protection over our thought lives, guarding us against the enemy's schemes. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.